Welcome to today's episode of In Case You Missed It. We told you about Kentucky Fried Chicken's new Cheeto sandwich.
Odd.
Here's what I want to know is, you know, back in the day in my 20s, working around a bunch of different radio stations, there was always those guys, and they smoked that wacky backy, and they always come up with these crazy recipes, and I always wondered what happened to them.
Yeah.
Here's what happened to them.
Uh-huh.
They work for Kentucky Fried Chicken now, apparently.
You think so?
They have to, man. Who else is going to come up with a sandwich filled with Cheetos and special Cheeto sauce? I mean, who else is going to come up with that?
That sounds like something Shaggy and Scooby would
eat.
Yeah,
Cheech and Chong.
And you know that Shaggy, it was a cartoon, but I'm questioning what Shaggy does whenever
they weren't. Let's just say he probably doesn't want to be drug tested.
He's a mellow fellow.
KFC, they started testing this new item called the Cheetos sandwich. And it's next level, that's for sure. It's a fried chicken sandwich that uses full Cheetos as topping. Then a special creamy cheese sauce made out of Cheetos.
Yeah, this is straight from Colorado right here.
They're testing it in Virginia, North Carolina, and Georgia.
Well,
I guess they're testing there because if they did it in like Colorado, that'd be like a number one seller. It's not really a fair test there.
But if you're putting like chips on a sandwich, do you ever do that? You ever put chips on?
I've actually used Cheetos in like peanut butter and jelly. I like them there. And Fritos are even better on the peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I never tried it on like that. But I wonder if, as far as a menu item and giving it a name, will we see the Ruffles Reuben? You know, the Pringles Pastrami, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Starbucks is going to have the Frito Frappuccino. We talked about a guy who dated a cockroach.
Yes, dated a cockroach.
Just something quick here, some zoos, one in New York, one in London, they're letting you name a cockroach after your ex for Valentine's Day. That's interesting.
Yeah.
What if I told you I had an even more interesting cockroach story?
Okay, what is it?
Ladies, I'm just going to tell you right now, this guy is now single. So, I mean, a 25-year-old guy. His name is Yuta. He's been obsessed with bugs since he was a kid. And apparently it got so serious that he says he recently dated a cockroach named Lisa.
He dated.
Yeah. He says they were exclusive for a year before she died. I mean, he had his status changed on Facebook and everything. In a relationship with Lisa the cockroach, it said.
Now, that's complicated right there.
He commemorated her by eating her. He ate it.
Oh.
He ate Lisa. And sat at their 1-year anniversary. So.
I don't know what to say.
I think
to
he's
that.
On Tinder, girls. I mean,
you can swipe right on him.
Yeah, you sure could.
And if he swipes right, that'll make a connection.
Hope you like bugs. We talked about a guy. He got unplugged. He was dying, and it come to find out, the lady who did the unplugging unplugged the wrong guy.
Sorry.
Here's that story. Cheryl Powell was called to St. Barnabas Hospital in the Bronx last July. She was told her brother, Frederick Williams, was unconscious from an apparent drug overdose and had suffered severe brain damage. There were tubes covering his swollen face. The prognosis was bad. Doctors didn't believe he was going to make it.
Mm.
When it became clear 2 weeks later that he was not going to recover, Powell gave permission to the hospital to withdraw life support, to pull the plug.
Oh, wow. Poor fella wasn't going to make it. So she said, let him go on.
Problem was, though,
mm-hmm.
It wasn't her brother.
Yikes.
Instead, it was another 40-year-old dude named Freddie.
Mm.
The error wasn't discovered until the medical examiner performed an autopsy. The two men, they kind of looked alike, I guess, as far as guys with swollen faces.
I'd know my brother, I think.
Powell said she simply believed his face was only swollen because of the brain damage.
Oh.
She eventually did find her brother alive and in prison at Rikers Island.
But she just pulled the plug on a guy.
On another dude,
he died.
Right. Frederick Williams, the brother, says he wasn't mad at his sister for pulling the plug on a man she thought was him.
No.
Understanding she believed nothing else could be done. But now she is suing St. Barnabas Hospital for letting her sign off on a death of a stranger. She says, I barely sleep thinking about this all the time.
Well, you know it. You unplugged the wrong guy.
Right, boy. I mean, imagine how the dude's actual family feels.
I mean,
if she's upset, imagine what they're going through.
At the end of the day, you know, whenever a carpenter's done, it don't matter if it's the sawzall, the drill, or what, it all gets unplugged. We're all going to be unplugged one day.
Well, thanks for that uplifting message.
Well, think That's about great. It.
Like, yeah. You got to speak at a funeral about the guy. Here, if you missed it, here's what Tony said about the guy who got the plug pulled on him and wasn't supposed to.
At the end of the day, you know, whenever a carpenter's done, it don't matter if it's the sawzall, the drill, or what, it all gets unplugged. We're all going to be unplugged one day.
Yeah, one day. Boy, I tell you.
That's the truth, Jason. Yeah.
Hello, Hank.
Hey, if I ever get in the hospital and get in that critical shape, I'm going to make sure that I put Do Not Allow Tony Randolph in my room.
Well, we're all going to get unplugged one day. It just this guy got unplugged too early.
We're all going to get the big remote in the sky is going to turn us off one day. The big clapper is going to clap one day, and we're all going to be turned off.
I'll go black.
Yeah.
I don't want my electricity cut off before it's time.
Yeah, everybody's going to forget to pay the bill one day.
Yep. Repossession, guys, all going to come get us one day.
One day.
See, now, isn't that comforting?
Our battery's going to go out on us one day. Everybody's does.
Oh, my God, Nick.
Everybody's pipe bursts, you know. Everybody's got a pipe that bursts someday.
Someday.
Everybody freezes up, is what you're saying.
Yeah, everybody freezes up someday.
It's cold out there.
Yeah. Everybody's refrigerator quits running, if you know what I mean, someday.
Yeah. Someday. Their deep freeze just quits percolating.
Yeah. Everybody's fan quits spinning someday. I mean, everybody's
coffee. Everybody coffee pot runs out of coffee.
Yeah, everybody's everybody runs out of coffee at some point.
That's right. That's comforting there.
All right, Dave. We'll see you later.
See ya.
Everybody's got to hang up sometime. A guy was racing his sled dogs, and then one of his female dogs went into heat.
Ruh-roh.
He didn't finish the race. Believe it or not, I've often wondered what would happen if this particular something happened, and it sure enough, it's exactly what I thought.
All right, let's have it.
Andre Duval, he was in the John Beergreese Sled Dog 120-mile marathon, so it was kind of like the Iditarod, had the sled dogs and all that deal, right?
Those are cool to watch.
Well, he was going on down the trail on the 120-mile deal with the sled dogs on Monday. Ooh. Well, one of his dogs went into heat. And then one of the lead male dog was all of a sudden like, I can't finish the race. Not with this behind me. No, this sweet thing behind me right now, I can't do it.
I ain't pulling this sled.
We're just going to have to pull over here. So they had to pull over at the 84-mile mark. He did not finish the race.
Dang.
I can't do it, man. What are you doing to me?
Yeah.
You want me to go another 30 miles with this fine hottie behind me?
You're killing me, Smalls.
I think not. We're going to have to go get an igloo. Had some social media theater for you today.
Hello, I'm Tudor Balustrade. Welcome to Social Media Theater, showcasing drama at its most profound and perfunctory. With this week's episode, here are Jason and Tony.
So this social media theater stars Sean and Nathan.
All right.
Sean's excited about something. Nathan doesn't care. You ready, Tony? You play Sean, I'll play Nathan.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Sean, just got McDonald's.
Nathan, yay, let's celebrate with this magic trick. Pick a number.
Sean, 8.
Nathan, square it.
Sean, 64.
Nathan, now divide it by the original number.
Sean, 8.
Nathan, now take away the original number.
Sean, 0.
Nathan, congratulations. You've arrived at the amount of craps I give about this status.
Join us again next time for Social Media Theater on most of this same radio station with Jason and... Tony.
And Tony wrote a song about how cold it is.
It's cold, it's cold.
It's colder than Eskimo mittens. It's colder than someone who likes to kill baby kittens. It's cold. It's colder than an ice-filled Yeti. It's colder than Miranda Lambert holding a machete. It's cold. It's colder than a polar bear's heart. It's colder than a snowman's fart. It's cold. It's colder than a booger in Rudolph's little red nosy. It's colder than Donald Trump in a hot tub with Nancy Pelosi. And that there is cold. Did I say it was cold? It's cold.
The best country lyric never written.
It might be one day.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
She learned her husband was having an affair, so she put hot sauce in his underwear. A habanero became his worst nightmare.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And a brand new word of the day.
Here it is.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Bipolar vortex. A bipolar vortex is a cold weather system that's okay 1 minute, then a minute later it's very unstable and bitter. Bipolar vortex.
That's Tony's word of the day. And we'll leave you, as always, with today's
Real Good.
All right, so there's a lady named Leslie Fayette. All right, I'm totally guessing that's how you say her last name. It's either Fayette or Feet, so I'm going with Fayette.
Okay.
She owns a bakery in Salt Lake City. It's called Minnie's Cupcakes, and over the past few months, it's been broken into twice.
Oh, poor girl.
And it was a pretty big hit financially, she says. Then, last Wednesday, Leslie got an Amber Alert on her phone about a three-year-old girl named Bella Martinez who had been kidnapped. And right outside her store, she saw a girl who matched the description sitting in the back of a black SUV.
Whoa.
So without hesitating, Leslie ran to the SUV, grabbed the kid, brought her inside the store and called the cops, and turned out it was Bella.
Go! Wow!
So she'd been having all this terrible luck with her store, and then right there she was able to go and save a small child.
What a hero. Way to go.
Now, it's not clear if the woman who kidnapped her had gone into another store or what, but she wasn't in the car, and she ended up turning herself in. Then, when Leslie got to work the next day, she was completely overwhelmed with new customers.
Oh,
because everybody had heard what she had done.
And
yeah.
And then earlier, her break-ins, all that money she
right.
lost.
She started making that back.
Come and thank her.
She says she usually runs the place by herself, but had to call a couple of friends to come help that day. And a week later, business is still booming. So, way to go, Leslie Fayette, and everything that you're doing.
She's a superhero.
Yeah, you are.
Real good.
Well, that's it for the podcast today. Thank y'all so much for listening to it. This has been
In Case You Missed It.